بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. As the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam gets closer and closer to that final destination of Karbala, they say that on one of these nights that they were traveling, the Imam was heard repeatedly saying the kalima of istirja', saying inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, verily to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. Here Ali al-Akbar, the son of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he asks his father what the reason is for this. What's happening? What has gone wrong, O father, that you are saying this repeatedly? And the Imam answers by saying, إِنِّي خَفِقْتُ بِرَأْسِي فَعَنَّ بِي فَارِسٌ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. He says, I fell asleep, I nodded off for a minute. I napped for a minute on the horse while we were traveling. And I saw someone coming and saying that الْقَوْمُ يَسْرِي وَالْمَنَايَا تَسْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهَا أَنفُسَنَا نُعْيَتْ إِلَيْنَا. He says, I heard this person tell me or call out that these people are moving and traveling in nighttime, and death or the deaths are following and traveling with them. Wherever we're going, death is with us. Death is the final destination. Now here, upon hearing this, someone might get upset. Someone might lose their hope. What does Ali al-Akbar say? Ali al-Akbar turns back and says, إذن. He says, لا أراك الله بسوء. ألسنا على الحق. Ali al-Akbar, he turns back to his father and says, may you not see any bad in your life, O father. But if this happens and death is following us, are we not on the true path? And the Imam of course answers, yes, we are on the true path. Ali al-Akbar turns back and says something that till today you are seldom to see people say. He says, إِذَنْ لَا نُبَالِي أَن نَمُوتَ مُحَقِّينَ. If that's the case, we're on the true path, then it doesn't matter for us that we're going to die, as long as we're on the true path. Just before this, in previous episodes, we talked about Ubaydullah bin Hur al-Ju'fi. He said, oh Imam Hussein, I don't want to follow you, I don't want to help you, because for me, my life is very dear. And as I said, he didn't live too long after Imam Hussein anyway. My life is very dear. Here, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he has been brought up in this family of the Ahlul Bayt. Look at the basira and insight. He says, truth for me is what counts. For Ubaydullah and the likes of Ubaydullah, what counts is their life. But Ali al-Akbar understands that life, real life that comes after this world, revolves around the truth. That's why for him, truth is important. That's why the first thing that comes to his mind is, Oh Father, are we on the true path or not? If we're on the true path, then we don't care about death. And this reminds you of the story of Prophet Ibrahim and his son. When Prophet Ibrahim told his son, O son, I see in my dreams that I am slaughtering you. And they say Prophet Ibrahim would receive revelation in his dreams. This was a revelation by God. This was a command directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have to sacrifice your son. His son's answer was, Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Insha'Allah, O Father, God willing, I will be of those who are patient when this is happening. I'll be patient. It's not easy, but I'll be patient. Here Ali al-Akbar says, I don't even care. I don't need to be patient because la ubali, I don't care even. It's as if nothing's happening. I just want the truth. I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the son of an imam. That they say, some accounts say that if he had not been killed in Karbala, he might have been chosen to be the imam after Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This concludes our series of the sayings of Imam Hussein from Medina to Karbala. As I said in the first part of this series, we'll be covering what he said from Medina till Karbala. After Karbala is another chapter. Inshallah, sometime in the future, if Allah wills, we'll be able to cover that. But these were some of the sayings of Imam Hussein from Medina to Karbala. We can't say it's all of his sayings. Lots of other things have been said by the Imam as well. Some have been recorded, some have not been recorded. But what's for sure is, I think that this was enough for us to get a good grasp of why the Imam did what he did, who the Imam was, how he looked at his movement, and why he brought the women and children with him, why he left and didn't listen to those who were telling him that the destination only holds and bears death for him. I thank all of you, brothers and sisters, for following. I also thank those who were behind all of this and made it possible, alhamdulillah. And I ask Allah to give us that tawfiq to understand the Ahlul Bayt, what they stood for, why they did what they did, especially Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And I also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the mourning and the weeping of you dear brothers and sisters over Imam Hussein. And finally, I humbly ask all of you not to forget me in your du'as, inshaAllah. As-salamu ala al-Husayn, wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn, wa ala awlad al-Husayn, wa ala ashab al-Husayn. Wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.